Blog Talk Radio.
The remix.
We got 5 on anything, man.
We got Drew Brown. We got the Looney.
We got Yuck Man.
Richie Rich. He's folded.
Spice Hurricane.
Say you got 5 on my tender, you can bend her over the table. But be sure that you bring my stallion back to my stable. Say bruh, no elementary school ground playing. Not a $5 bill, but 5 double zero on the real field. I'm on the level, saying hello. No criticism from the fellows, hello. Being keen during the high speed, but still don't tap the BP. I'm BD, Drew Brown, baby.
Like NyQuil, I drop fever. So either put your 5 before you got to leave it like Diva. Cause see ya, Nicky Perfin broke a smoke, you slip all day. Go home and buy Big Tricky with his pretty then parlay. I got 5 on the Hennessy, Seagram's or Gordon. Cause this is how we do it like Montel Jordan. I'm from the Oakland City, Frank Nitti is a donut. Now I'm blowing it up like Oklahoma.
Put your feet with my fin, best believe we'll bend. More corners than you thought, to something right is bought. Most Z-Zacks believe that. Token, where you from? Oakland, smoking, in attempts to crack the chest plate. The zips be so fluffy, the whole town love me. At every event, I'm sacked up, so if you need me, scream double R when you see me.
It happens. Fives get clapping, revenue growth, and just a little bit of lightweight. Flambos and potent fumes linger, mighty clouds and northern lights. I expect the picture bearing, you'll be violating my civil rights. I'm starting to feel my skrill, but perhaps today my skill ain't feeling me. For the simple fact that I'm off to the track with hella fools be. Pockets empty, pitching 5, man, I'm thirsty. She got my hat, passed it around.
Me and these phony fools ahead, coming fed plus. Yuck, let the lead bust. Ready to do a murder, man. Turns off the hurricane, learn the game. Witness what being on 2/5 equal. Me killing people like Jason, facing death every sequel.
Insane in the membrane.
Bring the pain like method, neglected. Smoking kryptonite to the brain for breakfast. Guzzle the Hindu, fin to do the evil that men do. Give me feed, I shall proceed and continue.
I gotta be down, cause you styles are going down. Look around you, tunes from the moon spreading round and round you.
Back to get my old one, they let me flow on. The 35 on it, yeah, I'm on it. Still bringing satin for them draws. Velvet for the mic and got a pound for the cause.
Word of cannabis, the Tiva hitting the Mary Jane. Smoking a 5 before it's 12 o'clock, sipping a hurricane. Better to smoke on the endo, rolling up my window. Better go to the land, with a hand for the broccoli. When it comes to the sticky, I'm the man. Crush nasty, I be hitting the J so hard I earl. Falling on the floor, gonna have a stroke. THC ain't no joke. I got 5 on everything, let you know this is smoke. It's THC, about to hit it and crow.
A little short on some ends. Don't worry, I take care of that. I got 5 on that. I got you.
Oh,
pill, baby. Dr. Funkenstein, they call me the big pill. I want everybody here tonight to put your hands together and give up the funk, cause it's about that time. Is everybody ready? Are you ready out there? Let me hear you sing it for me one time, y'all, before we get started. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Well, they call me the big pill. A Dr. Funkenstein here. The disco theme with the monster sounds. My hip bone connected to my thigh bone. My thigh bone connected to my leg bone. Leg bone connected to my ankle bone. I get so hung up on my bone. A Dr. Funkenstein here. Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hips. When I start churning, burning, and turning, it'll make your atoms move so fast, expanding your molecules, causing a friction fire, burning you on your neutrons, causing you to scream, hit me in the proton. Baby!
Can y'all get to that? Can y'all get to that?
Easy. Hey, Horn. Hey, fellas, I want y'all to hold it right there. We're going to give up some of this T-pump. Keep that groove right there. Hey, Fred. Y'all put your hands together. We're going to hold this groove shit. We ain't going nowhere, so don't be impatient. The roof is going off this sucker tonight. Hey, everybody!
soul to my bone bones. I'm talking fucking time here. Pretty occupied and dedicated to the preservation of the fucking gift. Flower to the night. Flow. Flow.
evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight's class is The Purpose of the Numbers with Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie, are you with me, Dr. Funkenstein?
Oh, thanks for that. Somebody else today actually echoed that and called me doctor. And again, as we get into these numbers, I accept that, you know, from the family, not having a PhD, you know, coming from a university by their standards. We have our own table university that we talk about and we talk to each other on. So it's you family who give me that, and I accept it. I claim it. Number one, and to me, is the numbers. And because, again, my name, Eddie, is 23. That's the five. I got five on it. Doctor is 23. And I echo that sentiment. I got five on it. Thank you for that first cut that you played. I got five on it. Because when you add the title of that particular cut, as we call it, it comes up to 41. 4 plus 1 is 5. And we start to see how much resonates on what and how we learn. Learn is 14, which is 5. And we are the creators, so we know how to put this together to formulate sentences by using the number. I'm getting into the class before I pull the family in. So since you can hear me, the family can hear me. Again, we haven't been on for a minute, and a lot of it is due to the interference, the retrograde, as my brothers and sisters who are out there dealing with astrology knows that we're still in this retrograde. You know, the systems are falling apart. It's coming unmantled. So we see this in what's being done at the same time, knowing that they're doing, certain things intentionally by interfering with these particular classes that we have. Again, what makes us different from a show that a lot of people have? We're a class and not a show, because we're not here for entertainment. We're here for information. And that's what a class gives you, the information, why a show entertains you. But again, it's the same numbers behind the words that are being used that even we gravitate to. It's a magnetic pull, because we all are magnetic by being human, by being connected to Mother Earth. The Earth has a magnetic core, so do we. But again, I digress, because I still haven't brought the family in, and let me start off as usual with Ashe to the ancestors. Namaste to the elders. Peace, love, honor, and respect to the family and listening audience for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you are sharing with us. And more than anything, we want you to call in and climb aboard, because Sister Antoinette is not at her best, and we'll leave it at that. So we need you to come in with your concerns, statements, questions that you have, because I know all of you do have particular questions about what is it about the numbers, but you already know. You're already drawn into the numbers. The numbers pulled you in. I didn't. I ain't got nothing to do with it. That's why understanding it's God, the Most High, Christ, and the universe that dictates all changes. And when we see and know the number of God, of Christ, of the universe, and how much is being used in the words that we use, not that others use them all. We're using these words daily, not recognizing the number. And that's why we're seeing certain numbers now. Everybody's seeing particular numbers, and then it gets deeper when you start to see sequence of numbers. And you say, even if it's in reverse or the numbers are scattered out, you start seeing two and three and four digit numbers all the time. Then you notice a pattern. Woo! You know, put the numbers in sequence, then with a pattern. And the pattern is repetitious, where the numbers are giving you a message. And again, I jumped into it because that's basically the purpose of numbers. The numbers have no boundaries. Numbers that echo the universe are infinite. The universe is infinite. It doesn't stop. It doesn't start. When we even say the universe is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, we've never thought about the numbers of what's the beginning and what's the end. Well, if it start and both of them are the same, then it would be one and one. That gives you two. And the word of two, because it's knowing the number behind the words are the key. You see, God is number one, but we are second to God. And number two, second, two, T-W-O, comes to 13. Well, guess what? God is 13. We're already a part of God, but that knowing the number behind the words of being first. See? We're first, only to God. God is number one. He doesn't need the number of actually first or last. He's both. This is why, I'm straying away, so let me digress so that we can get started. And Sister Antoinette, before I step on your feet and inquire again, I still have to do it to see if you do have anything that you want to share with the family as far as current events. If not, family, I will go into our class. And again, please, by all means, call with all your questions, your concerns, your statements, whatever on your mind. This is your fun. This is your time to shine just by questioning, because that's the key to the whole purpose. In order to get an answer, you have to question. Q&A. So, Sister Antoinette, do you have any current event that you want go ahead.
I have one that's personal.
Okay.
Y'all be thankful for the friends that will not allow you to sit in a pity party, that they are a friend enough that they will call you out on it and have you... They're a friend, and they won't let you sit where you want to sit. They'll pull you out. And I'm thankful for my friend in particular will not allow me that privilege of sitting in a pity party, but calls me out on it and turns you around. So that is my news, is that I'm thankful for my friend that does that for me.
Okay, that's a great start. Go ahead, finish.
Okay, and we have a caller also. That is okay, early.
Let me comment on what you just said before you bring in the family.
Okay.
And I just once again, echoing family, I keep reiterating the number that I stay on five. And it's crucial that you're able to identify friends, because friends come up to 32, which is the five. And a real friend is going to tell you what you need, even though you might not want to hear it. Or I like using the term CC a lot because of the numbers of the letters. But basically here, CC is constructive criticism. See, you always giving the person or anybody what they need, even if it's not what they want to hear. Because, again, if a person is sharing anything with you, and especially when most of us have lost that personal touch to be in front of the individual talking to them, because you see by their facial features and their body gestures the words that are not being said, that we are hearing that's coming out of the mouth. We have to learn, and it's called adaptability. It's just like tonight while we were coming on, I was saying, wow, Sister Antoinette is deep into the music. I ain't got no problem with music. Let's play it. Let's get it. But I always know there's a method and a purpose behind whatever she's doing, or whoever is controlling the board that might be controlling the show, or, forgive me, family, the class. There's certain words that I use that I have to get out of touch with, but knowing it has the same vibratory, that's the key. Frequency, the frequency is the number behind the words. So show is 18, which is 9. Class is 18, which is 9. You can switch them. See? And this is what this class is all about. Us being, or myself being able to show, share, and entertain your questions with the answers that will help you get to where you want to get. With that, Sister Antoinette, let's bring the caller in. Forgive me, caller, for talking, knowing that you were ready to come on. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
Okay, area code 804.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Sister Antoinette?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
I'm good. I didn't know, actually know that y'all was coming on. I usually come on at 9 o'clock Thursday to check, but I said tonight
yeah.
I'll see you, y'all.
Somehow or another, the time got changed. I don't know what happened, but, you know, we were supposed to be at 9, but the schedule came up 8 o'clock, so we decided that we were going to take it as it was so that we would be able to come on.
With a lot of things going on by the numbers, I always pay attention to number 3 and 13, you know. 13 was the day when they made the so-called Iran attack or Israel attack or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That was on 13th. Taylor Swift album, 13. You know, so there's a lot of things going on, a lot of smoke and mirrors. O.J. Simpson, so-called, I mean, when they say it was on 10th and on 11th. So, I mean, a lot of things been going on, a lot of distractions and things like that, of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always
yeah.
numerical, and it's on a day. As in when the Baltimore Bridge collapsed or whatever, that was on Nancy Pelosi's
mm-hmm.
birthday. Well, the other day they had a bunch of Palestinian protesters on the bridge, and that was on Paul Pelosi's birthday, her husband. So it's all numerical and it's all for a reason. So that's
yeah.
what I always say when it comes to numerical order. When they announce something, it might have happened 5 days before. But they always going to let you do it, you know, days.
Yeah.
They're going to always bring it out a certain time to distract you. So
yeah.
we have to be for these hustles and psyops they running on us. That's all I'm going to say right now.
Okay. Could you tell me your name?
Oh, Bernard.
Bernard?
DJ, hold on. Yep.
Okay.
I've been on here plenty of times, so yeah. But yep.
Yes.
I don't know what
well,
is on
thank
it, but, you know.
Well, thank
okay.
you so much for calling in. Okay, all right. Area code 336, Sister Paris. Sister Paris? Okay, if you have yourself on mute. Thank you. Okay, we'll come back to. All right, you know what? I'm sorry, I didn't even have you open, Sister Paris.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me now?
Yes, so he can hear you.
Yes,
I'm sorry,
can.
That was my fault. I thought that I had opened your line and I didn't.
Okay, bless your heart. How are you feeling? And thank us, Brother Eddie, for having this. And I have a little sister who's a medicine sister out in Gilbert, Arizona. She's patched in Lesage, and I just wanted to make you aware that I'm here and I got your message that you were already on. So, Sister Antoinette, take care of yourself. Seriously, there is a lot going on. Like the gentleman said, I had the opportunity to go to the stronghold and Sunday, and it was so much downloads. The numbers are everything, everything, family. So I'm going to be quiet and listen, and I will mute. And Lesage, do you want to say anything to the family? At least let them know who you are. I'm calling from Sierra Vista, Fort Huachuca, Cochise country. And where are you? Is it okay, Brother Harris and Sister Antoinette, if Lesage introduces herself?
That's fine.
Sure.
With me. Yes.
Sure.
Well, greetings. I'm just saying hello because I am Lesage. I currently live in Gilbert, Arizona, and I am a, you know what? I don't even want to introduce myself, Mama AZ, because it's so much going on right now. I do sound therapy, and there's a lot that's changing, a lot that's happening, and Mama AZ is helping me to step into what it is that what we got going on, what we're supposed to be doing, and staying on the path. So I just want to say greetings and keep doing what y'all are doing, because y'all are definitely inspiring us to stay on the path. So
most definitely. And if you need to hang up, Lesage, and call back on your own, feel free to do so. I'm going to mute because the little one is in the background. Thank us, family.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Yes.
Okay,
yes,
Erico. Thank you. Erico 740.
Greetings, family. Greetings,
Anthony.
Brother Ed.
Greetings, family.
Jeff.
Yes. How's you doing there,
Hello,
Brother Jeff.
How's
it going?
Hey, man, I'm doing well today. Thank God for another breath of fresh air and another day of an opportunity to do something well, as far as I'm concerned, you know. Glad to hear you all back on the air.
Hey, it's always good to be back, you know, I'm not going to be ignorant because I was about to say something sarcastic about the system and social media, you know, so I don't want them to get any more perturbed than they already are that we're revealing, you know, this whole plan, pandemic that they've been planning now with all their agendas aligned to precede what we're going through right now. So, you know, it's great. This is a great time to be alive, to echo Brother West. What we hear a lot is this is a beautiful time to be alive, and it's even beautiful to know that it's family members like you and the other family listeners and audience that's out there. You know, this is what's beautiful is the gathering that's bringing us together. See, that's even understanding my part with the numbers is bringing us together. That's the key that they always fear, because, again, 4 feet of separation went to 6 feet of separation. And we know 6 feet, when they turn it the opposite way, is you bury 6 feet deep. So, yeah, they're keeping us apart specifically for a reason, because anything within that 5 feet, I got five on it, that 5-foot range, baby, our senses, right. That's why senses 23 starts to buzz. It starts to tingle. We get that spider sense, baby. So they don't want this to happen because this is the time of the gathering. That's what's happening on these lines, these party, we gathering, you know, and it's the energy of us coming together that breaks anything that they have artificially installed in our presence. It's breaking what they're doing, but it's the more of us that find each other. That's the key. We're finding each other like we're finding information out. It's certain people, particular people that we're supposed to be around that helps vibrate and helps our vibration go up. Again, we're exactly. already grounded. Being down here, we get the information from above. As above, so below. When we get connected, that's that energy surge that people are feeling, that vibration of energy. Forgive me, brother, because you was trying to say something. I interrupted your flow.
No, you good. So, you good, brother Ed. I appreciate that, man.
Oh, man.
You know, like I'm saying, we got to take what we learn from each other, you know, if it pertains, grab a hold of it and access, implement that into your own life. And if it doesn't pertain, it's like, you know, water under the bridge, let it go. But
that's
we all
it.
Have something to learn from each other. We can all take that learning and do away with a lot of fears and know that we have to avoid exposing ourselves to certain media outlets and certain things that are on TV, because all that's going to do is set off triggers. They don't talk
mm-hmm.
about that a lot either. So learning how to manage triggers in one's own life is just, you know, that's self-help. That's, you know, acknowledging that you have a problem, and this is how you're going to resolve that problem. All problems are just learning lessons. As long as we don't repeat
that's
it over again and we move forward, we shouldn't have to beat ourselves up over making the same mistake over and over again, because we don't have the discipline or the strength or the courage to turn the TV off or disconnect from certain, you know, let's just face it. At one point in time, I was addicted to TV and what it had to offer, you know, realizing all the in-between stuff, all the commercials, all the programming that was going on with all that. It's like, man, I need to just not expose myself to TV at all, because I realized that it was setting triggers off, and now I'm leaving the house in the morning with a certain mood or a certain mindset because of what I watched
mm-hmm.
on the news, or you know what I mean. So that was long ago. Now we're just solidifying everything that us as family members here on this platform and other platforms realize. We need to get away from the idiot box, because that's probably a third of our problem in feeding into our addiction. We're very impressionable people because of the things that we've been exposed to with regards to colonization. We lost our way, and now that we have found our way, some of us have problems releasing old belief systems and replacing them with new ones, which is normal human evolution once you learn who you are and where you come from. So that's all I have to add. I'm going to go on mute and continue to listen. Thank you, family. I appreciate the time and, man, all the accolades from all the family. And, you know, I take everything that everyone provides me, not only with a grain of salt, but with honor and with privilege. And a lot goes, you know, that goes a long way with me, with all the family members that I'm in communications with at this point. So thanks again, Brother Ed. I'll be on. I'm just going to mute myself. And thank you, Sister Antoinette, for having the courage and the strength to, you know, overcome your obstacles and provide us with this marvelous platform where we can come chop it up with one another and talk about issues. So thank you.
Well, thank you for being with us.
Quite welcome, Brother Jeff. Dr. Jeff, if you also called yourself, you know, you've been called Dr. Jeff, you know, and that's the part of all of this and seeing the numbers, because the numbers are no more than the messages that are coming from the Most High, coming from Christ, coming from the universe. You know, when we see these numbers, and again, it becomes a pattern that keeps repeating itself. You keep seeing these numbers. Learn the numbers, or I'm sorry, learn the words. You're seeing the numbers. Learn the words that the numbers that you keep seeing are relating to you. First and foremost, like I said, knowing these numbers in the systems make it boundless. There's no limit. The limit is you. You, our limited perception of understanding limits us. These numbers that I'm showing and sharing open us up for a new horizon, things that have always been hidden in plain sight. So, again, it's now being able to use the numbers that you're seeing, and again, find the word that number has revealed to you. You're using, you're doing these things, and we can go back, and I am, like we all are, the leaders that all of you, all of us are. And the leaders are the example that you are to be for others to see. So I have to be that example in showing where I've been in this process all my life. And everybody that knows me, anybody that knows me would know, there's no way I could have made this up. It's a no. But I first wanted to touch on, it was something that Brother Jeff said that I didn't write down, and forgive me, family, because I'm all, and I got a pen in my hand. But excellent comment, Brother Jeff, because you got me caught up in what you were saying, dealing with what you were saying by the number, and I didn't write down what was in my head and on my heart. But good, that's what we are all supposed to be, as storytellers. But for the brother that has been calling, and he's right, he's been on a lot of shows, a lot of our shows lately on Beverly D show this way. The brother that name is Bernard. I've never known his name. I just know he's a brother that sounds like and reminds me of Brother West. He has that sound and that rawness to what he brings. And, you know, yes, I love hearing you. And just by the fact of knowing your number.
You're the one that told me to come here.
Yeah, yes. What's that?
You're the one that told me about the show.
I told you about the show?
No, Wes.
Oh, Wes. Okay, yeah. Well, I text Wes. So, yeah. So let him know, because I got his number and everything. But anyway, yeah, y'all sound very similar, my brother. But just to let you know real quick that Bernard is beautiful to me, because Bernard comes to 23, and that's that five, family. That is that five. So we are already connected by the numbers in our name, because Sister Antoinette's name comes to 41, which is that five. You connected to people you talk to on this platform that you don't know the numbers of their name, but even in the communication back and forth that you have, the dialogue, the friendship, the spiritual energy that picks up, you're connected already. The spirits know what we don't know, but that brings you to your numbers, two numbers that you gave, which are very important. Well, all numbers are important. We just got to find the importance that it is in us that we're bringing. That's the key to it all, because these numbers have a purpose for us once we find the numbers that we use and we've been using all the time. You said 3 and 13. With 3 comes to the word connection, so you have a connection to 3. 13 is the number that we all revere on in these classes that we're on. 13 comes to God, and we all say God one way or another, which understanding, knowing that God's number, single digit, is 4. 1 + 3 is 4. God is 13. That's the truth in you, regardless if you call it God, you call it truth. You speak in your truth. Truth is 31. It's God in reverse. But that's understanding why we say we're in the spirit of God. We're the children of God. It's the same number, different words, and that's the key that they've been doing all the time, substituting words, but the number remains the same. I've been saying it for a long time, but that's not a problem. I keep saying it until it's heard, you know. But that's what we're fighting for, that 13 or 4. Let's make it 4, the single digit. You know, that 4 is going to set us free. What is the 4? It's the truth. The truth is going to set us free. And it's setting us free as long as we're speaking the truth. You know, and it's nothing that I haven't said that nobody already feels that's in their heart. Because the truth is God. Not knowing God by number doesn't mean you don't know him. When you say Most High, you're saying God by number. It's so many words. And they say God goes by many names. We never would talk the number behind the words of the name that reveals God, Christ, or the universe. But again, like I said, I claimed years ago, over a decade ago, when I got into numerology, not just numerology, I'm sorry, I want to say gematria, putting the numbers to the letters, and the letters now becoming the words, and seeing the number behind the word, not even just the word, the sentence or phrase that's being said. And when you start to see, like I said, the patterns keep going around and around in that circle. Circle is 23-5. History started here, so-called, because it's his story, started on July 4th, 1776, which when you add everything up, it's a 5. We're under foundry of what was called the Founding Fathers. 5. Freemasons, 5. Now, let me slow down again. I claim 5, again, only because, again, my name is Eddie, which is 5. And going all the way back from what drove me to my Eastern philosophy was Bruce Lee. That was my driving inspiration. But understanding Bruce Lee, like a lot of fighters are known as martial artists. This is what I wanted to be and what I studied for years, never knowing martial is 22, arts is 19. 22 plus 19 is 41. I've always been on that 5 path. Self-defense, defense is 32, the 5. I became a fighter in all respects, mentally, physically, and spiritually. Fighter is 41, a 5. So the thing is we don't have to claim what we don't even know. It's there. It's already. It's just us taking the time for reflections. And by the way, reflection is 41-5. That's the mirror that we're always reflecting to see the unbroken image that we are really in. Not the reflection, but the real image in the mirror giving the reflection, the image, as we're all in the image of God. How can you be in the image? I'm in the image. And you black, I'm white, he's Oriental, he's Asian, he's Hispanic, black. No, because we've been mesmerized into an image being the reflection. And by the number, we know image is 1. You are 1. You are in the image of what? The creator. Creator is 1. It's by the number knowing all of these things and slowing it down. Just somebody echoed in my brain, telepathically, slow down. So when I'm saying 1 and we don't get the 1, that these different words with all these letters, how does it equals 1? So when we look at image being 19, which is 1, and the creator being 28, which is 1, 2 plus 8. 10 is 1, 1 plus 9, 19, 1. You come to 10, which is 1. This is why the first business that anyone should learn is the business of self. Business is 37, which is one. Self is 19, which is one. One of the first 42 confessions is to know thyself. Mayat is to know thyself. Know is one. So that's even from what we know and what we feel. I've asked the question before, you know, are you in the image of God and or the image of the Creator? You have to be correct with saying your words, and it'll correct you when you it comes out your mouth. I said God, and that we're using the number one. God, in this juncture, is Creator. So, again, when we substitute words and we say things and it don't add up, that's when we know we done messed up. It's time to shut up. And that's the key behind it. It keeps you correct because everything that you are saying comes out in the number order that you're speaking. And this is what helps us retain thoughts and not be all over the place because we use numbers to help us, which they've taught us to forget. They just replace a device. Man and his wicked devices, they just have replaced the device with what comes natural or what is real and what is artificial. Is it real or is it Memorex? So they've come up with phones now. Phones and computers that replace what? Your brain. Phones, plural, 23. Computer, 32. Brain, 14. It's all back to the five. That's seeing, even back in the day when we heard phrases, gang, recognize gang. Whose gang were you recognizing? Or what gang? My game is about numbers, so when I see five, game, I recognize it real quick. And they've been playing game. How long are we into a game called race and color? That's a game because they're both 14, which is five. But I'm getting kind of sidetracked because, again, it's supposed to be with the family. If you have any questions on numbers, and remember the first thing for me with numbers is use numbers because it has no limitations, no boundary. Using numbers to reveal your purpose, that's the key. For me, and I would feel for anybody, you would want to know your gift, your purpose. So if you found something that will help show you and guide you and direct you towards that purpose, you're going to use it. Well, it, for me, it's been numbers. It's been an 11-year journey, and every bit of it has been 13. It's been God. We call it fun, y'all. I've been having fun. Because when you understand by number, God is fun. When you understand the words that he's given you to help you laugh, who's the comedian? Who's making a joke? But laugh is 22, like fun is 13. They're both the four. They're both connected to God by the number. So we'll see how deep this even gets, even when you, family, ask questions. You have concerns. You have statements that, you know, on your mind, because these are the way. That's why I said what's more important is questioning. Why? By number, questioning is 31. Did we ever even think about the questions we ask with the number behind the word? Oh, it is, ooh, it's magnificent. So these are the things that we are basically sharing in this class, as in most, but this is the time now, family, to, you know, put that five aside. It's called your ego, because ain't no question stupid. So put that ego aside. Put that five aside and put five on it. Put that thought. Where do you get your thought from? Where do you get that five from? Thank you, Brother Mel, because you always echoed on that when, you know, I gave you Parliament's take on your thought. That's the funk. That's the change. And that's the chamber. That's the fourth seal. That's the fourth liberal art. That is the fourth chakra, being your heart chakra. This is the vow that has to change the beat. And by the way, change that everybody keeps talking about, they're feeling, they're seeing, is 23. Change, the five. That's why all of this is changing now. See? And all we're doing here Thursday, and Sister Antoinette, I didn't say nothing about it. She said Wednesday night, you know, class, which was Thursday, because we on Thursday. No. It wasn't to put you out there. It's just I was getting ready to say something, too, dealing with the five, because Wednesday is 32, which is five. That's hump day. Hump day is 23, which is five. It's a particular reason we do things on certain days. Thursday, by the way, family, is 37, which is a one. And we've been talking about the one this evening, the one and the one, the alpha and omega. And when people look at that, well, alpha is 13, omega is 16. Add it up. 13 plus 16 is 29. 2 plus 9 is 11. 1 plus 1. It's the beginning and the end again. They did a slick thing, but now all of this is the veil has been lifted. See, we are given and we're getting things now. And this is just one particular realm dealing with numbers that I've been given to share, to give away. Yeah. You've never once heard me over here talking about anything monetarily and to pay me for this, that. No, I'm sharing this freely because it came to me that way. And all of my financial retribution will be given. See, because any of these things physically can't be taken with me anyway. Even if I took the money and buried it with me, what in the heck am I going to do with it? What good is it going to do me? So this is why, again, we have nothing to do but to give what we've been given to give. That's all I owe you in the term I owe you. Though, right quick, those letters, I owe you, come to 13, which again is that four. I owe you what? Spiritual truth. That's it. I ain't got time to lie and no time for fairy tales. Anyway, were you about to say something or bring somebody in?
Yes, they've been on hold for a while now.
Okay. Let's bring them in.
Erico 708. Erico 708.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Antoinette? How you doing, Dr. P?
Hello, thank you.
Is this this gotta be Sister Wendy? You don't want to call me Dr. P, if not Doctor. You know, so yeah. What's happening, Sister Wendy? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm just letting you know I'm listening out that I'm listening in. I know I want to throw y'all off subject, but I was Mister. I believe his name was Bernard, Brother Bernard. When he talked about 13, and he was talking about the celebrities, and I was thinking about that when OJ died, he was 76, 13, and then he died April 10th on the 8th, so that equal 13 too. But, you know, they playing with the numbers because they at war, and they fighting against God. So, like you were saying, like it's that's still the four, so, and that's what it is. Hollywood is falling down. It already fell to me, but, you know, it's dramatic now.
That's why they keep throwing up all these distractions and diversions to keep our attention off. If not your attention, you know, because I hate to say a lot of us have short attention span. That's why we go to TikTok, a lot of us, because we don't think deeply for a while about what's being given. It comes and goes. So we go from video to video to video to video. But anyway, this is what's happening now. We're deep in thought. We're getting back to our reality, which is critical thinking, not a theoretical theory on some bull, critical race theory. Again, another game that they done threw in front of you to have you chasing even their words. For me, their numbers. You ain't going to get me chasing no numbers because I know what I'm doing with that. So, you know, let's go back to critical thinking, see, that they've taken away. We're doing so much dealing with other nonsense distraction. It's all purposely
distraction. Exactly.
Used for distraction. So, again, when we bring things together, and it's especially when we bring things to a head that, you know, we didn't think about before, or we get it from any place that shows us a number, that shows us a pattern, you're like, whoa, what else did I miss, you know? And this is what we're doing, because basically when we see numbers and we don't put the words with it, we've missed the message. We got the numbers, but you didn't see the message within the numbers. Just like you came in and you used what he used with 13, you said 7 plus 6, 13, 1776. How deep does it go? You know, why did this founding country that they founded started with 13 colonies that became 13 states? Why is that 13? You know, why did United States abbreviation come to USA, which is 13?
13.
You hear that in every stadium.
They obsessed with that,
you know,
13.
Especially, you know, when you're dealing with the Olympics or something in that fashion, and you're, instead of hollering, you know, you're hollering, USA, USA. That's 13, you hollering. Pope is 13. Why did he use that name particularly that came to that number? These things really have meaning. But again, knowing the number behind what's being used is half of it, because now what you have to do is find the connection. You have to connect the dots, you know. So, and that's what we're doing. That's what we did. I thank you for your input, you know, and like you said, if you want to chime in and say something else or share something else with the family that you came across or you made notice, heads or tails, be free. Feel free, you know, to come on in and chime in. And appreciate you hanging in there while I was long-winded, and like Sister Antoinette said, you've been hanging on for a minute. So I appreciate
it's all good.
That.
It's a class. I came to learn and listen. Listen and learn.
That's it. I had a cousin I was sharing something with, and she took me back to right when I first got on this journey in numerology and metaphysics in 2013. I started going back to junior college, you know, to learn and study substance abuse counseling, and got into psychology. I've been into philosophy for years. Just say ever since I really got into Bruce Lee, ever since I've been 13 years old, you know, I've been into philosophy, because he was a philosophy major and all of his writings were in a philosophical terms. But anyway, psychology, she made me think of a particular psychologist that impressed me so that when I did the recopying of my first book, Take the Chain Off Your Brain, I added a chapter. And in doing that, I actually dedicated a whole page to this particular psychologist named Erickson, you know. And it was dealing with early childhood development and the stages of the brain and the way it develops and the whole nine yards. So it impressed me so that I actually put that in the book, because I was dealing with our truth, which I'm always, everybody knows, that's a passion of mine after my heart. And it's the number two. 31. 13 is God, 31 is children. You know, so I want to know what the new school is thinking. By the way, new school is 31. If you don't want to call them children, call them new school. Call them youth. Youth is 23. The 4 and the 5. God in Christ. See? And this is how they've done everything. Like I say, right now, and that's what I was going to say when I was talking about Wednesday and Thursday, but like we dub Wednesday night's class as Bible study, you know, that's basically what we're doing. In Bible study or anything that you're dealing with the Spirit, you're fellowshipping. It's called fellowship. Fellowship is 41, which is the 5. See, and it's your thought that whatever you bring to the table in fellowship, and you share this, share is 5. You share. You know, because again, words can be sharp, and again, people's misconception or preconception of certain words basically bound them. It hinders them. They hear something and they They put a close on. They close their ears. Certain people, I know certain individuals, my elders, don't like the word Negro or nigger or nigger, however you want to pronounce it. They don't know. They had it's too painful, so they don't want to hear it. So, again, we learn how to curb that, how not to say that, you know, even if we use a false word that you and I might know. And I say, what's up, you ninja? Ninja. You know, in terms, the way we call each other, we might be saying, yeah, what's up, nigga? But we saying ninja, just changing a letter or two. See, but again, we have been, what could I say? We don't even have that feeling. We've been disengaged from feeling certain things because we've been dulled down. Our senses have been dulled to where when we hear murder, you know, kill, destroy, we've heard it so much, it becomes damn near second nature. You know, it's like you get no response. I mean, so three people, four people, five people got shot and killed, and blase we skippy. See, we heard of school massacres where grammar school children, elementary school children have gotten shot and taken, you know. So it's not much that we don't hear that will stir something in you. This is why right now we got to stir the pot. We got to really express to each other how it is and what it is that we can do to help change each other and change ourselves. Like I've been dealing with, most people know that I got diabetes, but again, I'm not disciplined to where I should be. I'm disciplined okay, but I can do better. Just like if I say something to somebody else, I got to be constructive to myself because we're our own worst enemy at times. But again, it's things that we already know, family, and we're not implementing them. We're not applying them. You know, I used to be called Dr. Eddie for another reason other than the metaphysics that I give. It was dealing with the herbs, the teas, the leaves, things that I had learned, and I had learned it years ago, decades ago, because we're talking in my mid-20s. So I learned this decades ago, and it was by reading and studying up, starting off with this book called Back to Eden's Cookbook. I know a lot of the family might be familiar with that book, but it was telling you about all the herbs, all the teas, and that, and going back now to seeing the last book of the Bible, Revelation, is telling us about the teas and this being the leaves being the herbs that will cure us. I'm like, why did I ever get out of that? But again, I got out, I'm back in. So just like this, family, we know now that every pill, every vaccine that they give is extracted from some type of plant, some type of leaf, some type of root. When we read up on it, we'll find out what family and species that it came from that they extract, but from their artificial means of extracting this from, it makes it not real. So the benefit of using it naturally we won't get. This is why we get with the pills, the shots, the side effects. A doctor is always concerned about and wants to know the side of what did you feel. They even at one point, they were giving free trial medicines away when you went to see them, visit the doctor, whatever ailment you had before they put it on the market, they gave it to their patients as a trial. You ain't got to buy all this. Just try this and let me know how you feel. Yep. Guinea pigs. That's understanding practice. 32. Physician. 32. It's the five. We've been practicing. It's the five. Like I said, gang, you start to recognize these
it's too many words to come with this number that's like you, and you can connect the dots. Ain't nobody got to tell you, you connect it the way you see it because you are a creator. That's why you on the one. One is the awakening we've been talking about. One is the reset that the system is talking about. So what are you, reset for the system, or is it an awakening through self? The others, the spirits of others that activate you and help activate you and help to cultivate in you what's already in you because they're able to see what you don't. How many people have you seen or talked to or know that you can see their gift or their potential and they don't see it in themselves? See, do we give ourselves credit for that, to know that we're able to see that? But what about self? Did you take the time out to reflect on who you are and what you are? Because the key is understanding what you were yesterday is not who you are today. It's not who you are right now. You've seen that five even in your life. You've seen how you've changed. You've even changed from age to age, from 20 to 30. You've seen how you changed. From 30 to 40, you've seen how you changed. From 40 to 50, and so on. So just think to yourself, if you changed, don't you think your significant other, your partner, your husband, your wife, your parents, your children, they change. Everything changes. Nothing stays the same. Nothing. This is why, you know, within the number, you can see it all, because that's the key. You know, I love the five because regardless of where I am, and that's why I said, when you learn to hear what people are saying by the number instead of just the word, but by the number, you can see where they're going. You can even see how to lead or direct them, but you have more power when you use this for righteousness because, again, it's boundless, so you can use it either way. For good or bad. I'm not promoting which way you use it, but you already know. You ain't got to even ask. You know that I use it one way. I use it for the good. I use it for the positive. For me, I already know. I've experienced, I've been around the block a couple of times. Life in and of itself is negative. I don't need to add no more garbage, no more trash, no more shit to anybody's life. By giving them some of my misery and pain or what? Experience has taught me too much. I have too much to give to help individuals enhance who they are, where they are. So, again, this is what we're all here as helpers. Helpers is 32. Sister Antoinette don't refer to me as doctor. She refers to me as brother. I claim it. Doctor is 23, which is 5. I claim it. Brother is 32, which is 5. Do we know the words we say when we say sister, brother, God, and goddesses? Are we just saying it? Are we seeing the connection behind the word with the number to take us to places we have never conceived? Because over half of the things I talk about with you, family, I wasn't taught in the school. I didn't go to nobody's institution to learn this. I learned this in the university of the universe. And by the way, university and universe are the same number, just different words. So for me, if they ain't teaching you about the universe, they taking your money. If anybody in a university and you don't know about as above, you don't know about the heavens, they didn't Egypt you. And for those who went to college, if they didn't teach you about nature, they know that as above, that's the universe. So below is nature. They didn't teach you about nature because both of the words resign that in what they're saying, a university and a college. They ain't teaching you neither. because while I'm in college, I should know everything there is to know about nature. We teaching ourselves that. We didn't learn that in schools, in their institutions. So, no. And when I say they, I mean a mindset. So don't get it twisted on a particular individual, because I've heard us get into a tit for tat in the word of who is they. I heard you say they. For me, right away, family, you know it's a number. So if you don't even know the number of they and you want to get into it, I'll just go with the same number. It's a mindset. Mindset is the same number as they. And we know we in they mindset, a lot of us. The systems, mindset. Even in your mind with the word black. Everybody that I hear, even that I respect at times, go to the definition that they got by whose definition, whose dictionary. Ain't ours. And even the black so-called dictionary mimics this white dictionary that's out. So what are you talking about? Black is a state of mind. And when people say black, they immediately go to color. And don't none of us look like asphalt on the street. The bottom of your soles of your shoes that are leather, that are black. Ain't none of us that color. Ain't going to say none. Some that are blue, black, and purplish black, you know, over in the motherland, okay, I give them that. But most of us here, the majority of us, 99.9%, Lysol, motherfuckers, spray yourself with Lysol. Get disinfected. That's why Lysol is 14. Another five. And from the beginning of Lysol being put on the back of the label, had coronavirus. A lot of people didn't know. Before we were even introduced to the word was the shit on the wall that they threw at us. And as soon as they threw it, the public started to repeat coronavirus, 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 until they changed it to COVID-19. Now you don't hear coronavirus too much, because COVID-19, like I said, it's understanding the shit that they constantly throw on the wall. The shit is the words that they give us that we start to repeat. They have no life, no energy. We give them energy because we talk about them. That's why in the olden times, when we even see movies dealing with the people of Egypt, they said, strike his name from all records. You better not even speak his name. You will be killed. When say strike your name, it's not mentioned, you die. This is how we keep Martin living. We talk about him. We keep Malcolm living. We talk about him. Anybody we choose to talk about who is an ancestor now, they never die as long as we keep them living. They, a particular mindset, hold you, ain't going to keep those that we regard as our heroes and sheroes living. We have to do it. But that's part of connecting to the numbers, because all of us, knowing the numbers, we all are able and capable of doing these things that we've never been taught. It's up to us to fix us. That's part of it. My part is to bring the numbers to fix us in a way that we've never been seen, even not knowing what we're saying. For me, I say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they say. I ain't saying what they do. They know what they're doing, but they know not what they say. See, because we've learned English a certain way. That's why knowing the game being 5, 14, English is 32. It's 5. 14 is 5, 32 is 5. English is the 5. It's the occult. Occult is 23. You just mirror it 32. That's why Michael Jordan, and Magic Johnson, two black men that were always in the news, and their numbers reverted each other. That's all part of the game. Not saying that, knowing sports comes to the number 23, sports is 5. Well, sport is 5. Sports, plural, is 2. It's the 29. It's the 2. So, it's again, family, if you have any questions, if I'm moving too fast, please pull my coattail. slowly down and ask what it is that you don't really understand or you partially understand anything. Let's get it clear. Let's bring it to the stage, because this is up to us to learn this to even grab our children. If I'm not talking to a child, you got to what?
I have a...
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Catherine.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Wendy.
No, Wendy, go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay. Now, I know, you know, I'm a seven. Wendy is seven. And I just had a question because I had a dream about seven moons. So I don't know how to decipher what that meant.
Oh, well,
I looked up in the sky and I saw seven moons.
You said seven moons.
I saw seven. Yeah.
Okay. But it was moons that you saw.
Yeah, or maybe planets, but when I looked up in the sky, it was at night. And to me, I'm like, I saw seven moons.
Okay. So, again, like I said, for me, I attacked the number behind the words. You gave seven already, so, you know, gave the number there, seven, and then you have moon. Moon comes to six, seven plus six. Didn't you say that earlier? And a number and a man you talking about that just made a transition.
36.
Come on, Wendy. Thank you. Thank you. It's right there. See, so it's just us knowing the number behind words that even we see, because those are messages within the number. We just have to know the number behind the words that we're seeing. That helps us even figure out our dreams, because even the word dreams is 22. That's the four again. See, you all around that. And then when you said seven, if you didn't have dreams and it's just singular instead of plural, it's a dream. Well, dream is 16, which is the seven. It ain't going nowhere. That's the seven moons that said the dream or the dreams. It's one or the other. So, yeah. So hopefully that helped you there, Wendy.
And it.
Okay, great, great. So, Sister Antoinette, anybody else with their hand raised that wants to say something? Before I stay on script, but again, I'll be, everything that I've been talking about, family, is been strictly from the top of my head of things I'm already connected to by the number. Everything else that I probably talk about now is things that I've jotted down that I feel would be helpful to the family in explaining the purpose of numbers, and even some of the things might be numbers that you see and that people, you know, constantly see here and there, be it 3338887771233312, however it is. You're seeing, you know, 1444111414, you know, you have different ways, but you see the same sequence of numbers, and they start to show a pattern, even if they're in a different order. It's the same numbers. They might be in a different sequence, but the same ones are there. The numbers don't change. So constantly seeing that number when you add it up, using a particular group of numbers, as I said, the 144, we all know that, 144,000. So when you see it or you add it up, you got the nine. So all you have to do now is find the words with nine. And family, believe you me, there are thousands upon thousands of words that equal nine. Each number has thousands of words within them. But that's how special we are. The word of the number in you, the word that you're already using that has a particular number, you've always been using. Those, and you'll find out that a lot of them are dealing with your name, the numbers in your name, first, middle, or last, or all together, or dealing with the date of your birth, when you were born, when you came here. See, those are your guides right there. So, and again, you'll find out that a lot of people you are in tune with, that you gravitate to, you'll find out if you never ask them, once you ask them, y'all have the same number. If not you, and if you dig deeper, you'll find out that your first name might equal his last name or her last name. Her last name might equal your first name. It might equal your middle name. It's something about your names, or you'll find out your days of birth. You both will be in an eight. You know, somebody might be born on 2/4, February 24, 2/4, and somebody might be born January 16th. See, 2/24 is an 8. 1/16 is an 8. So you have different people on different dates. It might be a different year. But then if you notice, it might be exactly 9 years apart in the years that they were born. That echoes another reference dealing with the 144,009. But all of these things are connected, and that's what we start to find out with the numbers. It's all connected. The disconnecting has been them, or keeping us divided. Divided is 32-5. And a lot of us might be feeling, well, how do you have some words positive and some words negative with the same number? It's called balance, duality, yin and yang. I was talking earlier, a lot of us don't realize that Lucifer is 32 and Christ is 32. And before Christ was known, Lucifer was known, and Lucifer wasn't a bad guy. Lucifer was a light bearer. Just like we bringing light to each other, he was bearing the light. And it was only once he was cast from heaven from disobedience, came down, that he changed. He couldn't even keep the same name as Lucifer. His name was changed to Satan. His name was changed to the devil, one at the bottom, the bottomless pit. See? So again, it's a change. And remember, Christ was down here with us. He was down here with man. And then he rose up to the heavens with the Father. He went up as Lucifer came down. They switched places. That is only understanding the movement within us. 32, Lucifer 32, spinal cord 32. It's talking about your kundalini of both. That's why they got the representation of snakes going around the staff of a medical facilities, doctors, hospitals. Doctor 23, hospital 32. They have these images of a serpent. Serpent is 32. Some people call it a snake. Some people call it a serpent. See? But don't think they don't know the symbolism of the signs and symbols that they're leaving, or they have, or they revere. They're into. It's so much that this system has done. And as we're unraveling the mystery that they made a mystery, and it's not a mystery anymore to us. You know, and I include the family the way I feel. If I see it, I feel you see it. And I learned that from martial arts. I don't leave room for my opponent to make a mistake, or me making a mistake feeling my opponent is inadequate. So I always equal my adversary as the same as I have. We're following the same. You know, I don't know if you're mentally disabled or physically disabled. When we start off on the same platform. Time will tell who and what you are, what I am, and all. It's like I said, if I've ever changed, and I change, family, y'all know something wrong. Y'all know they done cloned my ass. Y'all know this ain't me. Y'all done heard me enough to know that if I start talking different from using the numbers and being the helper that I am, the teacher that I am, I hate that word, or I don't like it. It's not, I understand that a lot of people who have been brainwashed can't get into a person of my stature, not having a degree and this, that, and the other, saying that I'm a teacher. I teach you something. You know, well, I can't catch you that way. I use the same number, different word, catch you by saying, brother, sister, I got something to share with you. you become receptive, you become open. We can just change the way, and that's what we've always heard. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. These are ways that I'm saying now. This is what these terms mean, even by the number, not knowing the number of the phrases that has been used that we use. We give it energy, life, by talking about things we don't even truly recognize that we're talking about by the number of the words, the phrases, the sentences, that whatever story we give them. We have no concept of that. This is why I say it took that long for us to get, and guess what, 4 is the 400 years that they was talking about. 4 is spiritual. That's what we're coming into, a spiritual era, because, again, where we are is the famine of the third, is 3, my brother Bernard, 3. The third horseman, the black horseman, came in the time of famine. We are in famine like nobody's business, but it's not food, substance that we're starving for. The famine is a spiritual awareness, a spiritual famine that we're going through. It's not physical and material. It's not flesh and blood. It's spiritual. We're hungry. We're ready for the spiritual truth that we haven't been given. Now, was somebody trying to say something?
It sounds like it. Whoever was speaking.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, you're right, man.
Okay, go ahead, Brother Bernard.
You were talking about a lot of things there. And, like, a lot of people don't understand, like, you know, they always talk about a lot of people talking conspiracy and everything like that. Well, you know, how about on one of these sites you go look up Dubai and record rain over the last couple of days, right? And they finally came out and admitted it was cloud seed. Now, I always like to say the conspiracy theorists are betting 1,000%.
Well, let me share this with you, and hopefully it sinks sand. They use words to throw us off. And when we start to use those words without recognizing the number behind the words, we give it power the way they gave it to us now. So it'll hit home with you by the number. Conspiracy is our number. You mentioned it, brother. Conspiracy is 13 in reverse. It's 31. It's spiritual. Anytime we get spiritual, they call it a conspiracy. And we start to give it energy by calling it conspiracy and not spiritual truth that we're sharing with each other. They don't want us to know the truth, so they throw it off by saying this is a conspiracy. This is why you say these conspiracies are the truth now. We're seeing what's what. But they always use words, the same number, what's real, and then make us think it's artificial. Well, they call it artificial intelligence. They're still using the number of God in the words that they're using. We just don't see it because we don't recognize the number of God. See? So that's the conspiracy. No, it ain't no conspiracy. It's spiritual. It's our truth that we're seeing. They don't want us to know, so they give it to throw us off again, redirecting, you know, the confusion, the distractions. These are words that they give us when we see the number. That's why we can connect the dots. Well, that's why connect is 22, which is 4. Dot is 13, which is 4. Come on, y'all. It's in the number that we're doing. We're connecting the damn dots. They don't want us to do this. Mm-mm. No, I love it. See, that's just like when somebody thinks they insult me. Thank you, brother, because you don't know what you said by the number. You think you know by this occult word of English. Hey, talk to me. If you can't speak in numbers, you don't even speak my language. You ain't even bilingual. Uh-uh, leave me alone. See, they got you programmed a whole different way, talking something else that you believe in. You don't even know the simple words. I used to use this a lot that I don't anymore, but it's dealing with the 5, so I got to use it. It's called nice. You know, don't call me nice, motherfucker, because I ain't a nice person. You don't know what nice is. See, and that's saying, understanding that game, you use these words and we use the references that English has now determined. This is the definition of nice, polite, delightful, pleasant. It's the farthest thing from it. It's pronounced nice in France And it means ignorant, foolish, and stupid. This is why nice guys finish last. If you're so polite, so delightful, so pleasant, why are you going to finish last? Well, nice guys finish last because you're ignorant, foolish, and stupid. You don't know where it really derived from. That's understanding what Malcolm taught me without me even knowing the man, but knowing that he basically studied the dictionary. This is what I started doing years ago. See, so again, it's the misconception and perception of these words that we bound ourselves to give it power, dominion over us. They have a lot of word power that they have over us because we attach ourselves to these words by their definition, a mindset. Black is a mindset. It ain't my color. It's my mindset. See? And that's what they want to do. That's why black represents mind by the number. They want to affect your mind. Well, they've done it. But that's why it took 400 freaking years out of that way of thinking, even by the words that we still learning. So that's the beauty behind the four. Still is four. Be still, my heart. We still learning. See? And that's what makes me even a better student, knowing that I'm still learning. Even while I'm teaching, I'm learning. A lot of us have forgot that we here because our forefathers, our ancestors, learned to adapt. We now forgot how to do that, a lot of us. And then we forgot the other lessons that we learned. But like I said, taking the time out to learn the properties and the benefits of these teas and herbs that we drink and learn what to mix, how to mix them, how to put teas together that you have found the benefit because the first benefit is called the two. It's called you got to believe. You got to believe whatever you're doing is going to heal and cure you. If you don't believe it, it ain't going to happen. It's our belief that puts us in the position that we are when we hear shit from a quack call a doctor. Or a nurse, or a physician. We give them the authority because, again, before they told you or gave you your diagnosis, and remember, family, that's what you say. That's how you word it. That's how you put it, not knowing the number, that they diagnose you with this, that, or the other. You never accept that you have this. That then gives them the power and it the power to do whatever it's going to do to you on a negative level. We control. As Rod Sterling said, we control the horizontal. We control the vertical. We can delude your mind or change it to crystal clarity, taking you from the inner reaches of your mind, baby, to the outer limits. That's what programming, Brother Jeff was talking about, that programming does. But unlike Brother Jeff that did the thing that I do need to do sometimes is turn that idiot box off. I learn from the idiot box. See, I learn more than I can imagine because the half of the time I'm looking at anything I'm looking at with closed caption on. So I'm seeing the dialogue. I'm seeing the script that was written, the words that I might not hear because the people was too soft or too quiet or whatever, or even the volume of a particular movie are lower than some movies, other movies is high. So when you got it on closed caption, you reading, baby. And that's a big thing that was always on my plate. I signed my autographed my first book basically the same way. They said, if you want to hide something from a black man, put it in a book. Black men in particular, not the women, but the men, just had no interest in reading. As we got older, we had a development where, you know, it was things we wanted to know, so we had to investigate and research, so we had to read our damn selves to find certain things out. But that was the old saying, and a lot of us still know that. That a lot of us still don't read or don't read up to par. So again, if you don't watch TV, for me, my suggestion has always been put it on closed caption, but I have to give that credit to my youngest two boys, my youngest two young men now. that were boys at that time, three and five. And they were the ones that made sure every television was on closed caption. And we, okay, let me question them. No, don't trip out and get upset. Let me see what's happening. Why do y'all have, because we learn to read, Daddy. We learn, they hadn't started school yet. We learning to read. Damn, out of the mouth of babes. Come on, family. That's the children. They got the answers. See? They have the answers. They're the future.
Yeah.
All you have to do, again, is question, ask, talk to them, you know, and use our experiences in life. That's why experience is 31. It's the four. It's God, your experience. That's part of God. I can't give you what I ain't learned. I learned through experience. This is what I teach. I can't teach shit that I ain't did. See? So that's why the numbers to me are very important. That's why important. Bam, 32 to 5. Damn.
Yes, Brother
What's
Eddie.
What's important to you ain't important to me. Yes, ma'am.
We've had a person that has been on hold since you've been talking to Sister Wendy.
Okay, well, you control the board. Let me know. Bring them in. That's
I know. I didn't want to interrupt
okay.
you, but I, you know, it's like, let me.
Okay.
Area code 706. I believe this is Brother Kwame. I'm not sure, but I believe it is.
Yes, gotta be Brother Kwame. He ain't chimed in tonight. Ain't no other show on. He should be on. Brother Kwame, get off mute. Are you on mute? Come on, talk to us.
Well, if you stop talking, I can talk.
Okay, go ahead.
I've been sitting here waiting since Wendy, you know, and I'm grateful. Good evening, Sister Antoinette. Good evening, Wendy.
Good evening,
and
brother,
to my other brother,
Kwame.
Bernard, I think, and Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
You know, you own. I don't know what you've had today, but you got to come out of that gym because you weightlifting your tongue to death.
Okay.
Hey, you fucking
got me going.
Okay. That's the only muscle in the body that's only connected on one end, and you wearing it out.
Hey. They say the power's in the tongue, so that you know that gym got that tongue got a lot
of
power now, man. So, yeah, go
ahead.
Yeah,
but I had, you know, you gave the words and the meaning of her dream to her, but there's a more important part to what she was telling us in her dream.
Okay.
Since this year began, we had the new moon eclipse across America on the 8th, correct?
Right.
Then we had the new moon on the 10th of March. Then we had the new moon on the 9th of February. January, we had the new moon on the 11th. So the new moons
mm-hmm.
are in sequential, they're not sequential, but they're in numerical listing. 10, 11 was all new moons.
Okay.
The full moons is the 25th of January, the 24th of February, which was my Earth Day, and March the 25th was the last full moon, then the 8th
right.
moon. So that's 7 moons.
Seven moons, right?
We won't have the eighth moon until April
23rd. That's correct.
Right. So 23rd. That mm-hmm. will be the eighth moon because it will be complete.
Right.
Right now, we're in the seventh moon, which that's what
correct.
She was perceiving. We've been had 7 moons. This is what
mm-hmm.
she was dreaming. And
okay.
when you came up with the 13, and you looked at it as that the eclipse moon traveled across what? 13 states.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to see it across 13 states. The original it wasn't the original 13 states, but there was 13
no, it wasn't the original.
Across the original. But there was the representation of the 13 states that began this institution called, you know, United States. So the thing that you have is that Pluto in Aquarius has been came into Aquarius in January, and it is in the sign of Aquarius where it was when this country was founded with the American Revolution and the French Revolution. So what you're seeing is that the circle in which we live in a solar system that right now in our solar system in the Kuiper Belt, they have discovered four dwarf planets. You have Setna, Humana, Makemake, and Ceres. And so those four dwarf planets plus the nine that we have is 13 planets.
Mm-hmm.
As above, so below.
So below. That's it.
And so
yep. Exactly.
This is what we're in. And what we're doing is that this cosmic consciousness has rebooted this planet. This is why we're seeing all the revolution and fighting is because Pluto is in that sign of Aquarius, says I do, and Pluto is the planet of fighting and war. It's not Mars is not the planet. Pluto is the one that makes transformation. Pluto means
mm-hmm.
that you're gonna transform and Pluto is gonna be there. So
mm-hmm.
what we're seeing is that as above, so below, as within, so without. And so outside of us, we're seeing all of this confusion that they're trying to antidote it with artificial, but the divine intelligence is lining everything back up. Divine
oh, yeah.
intelligence is lining everything back up. And so what we're having is that these people are now having these ascension disorders. They're having all of these challenges. And I was watching today, this brother, I forget his name, he's an actor. But what he's done is he wrote a book, and it's dealing with the black man and the thing that they're seeing that there's a lot of black men committing suicide. And what they're mm-hmm. doing now is they're able to now start looking at, okay, the book is called The Invisible Ape, Black Man's Identifying Their Problems. And the guy that wrote it, he's an actor. What's his name?
Terrence Howard.
No, it's not Terrence Howard. It's Courtney B. Vance.
Okay,
Courtney B. Vance and his sister named Dr. Robin Smith. They wrote this book, and they even have a workbook to go with it because they're looking at the mental destruction that black men is on, and we're on a downward spiral as
mm-hmm.
far as taking out our lives, and they're doing the same thing, divide and conquer the woman against the man. But see, this is the part that we have to understand. The transformation with Pluto being in Aquarius, because Aquarius was always the other female sign. It was not just Virgo. She was a
mm-hmm.
woman that bare water. And so that's what
God,
the woman
yes.
does when she delivers life. But they changed
mm-hmm.
in the patriarchal. Now it's the time of coming back into the cosmic goddess. And this is the part that's being activated. But what we're challenged with now is that we have this challenge because they've mindset it, the female, to go against the male when we come back to balance. We're out of balance. We're out of order. And we're now looking at, you know, these four planets basically are three of them are represented by female goddesses.
Mm-hmm.
Setna is the goddess of the Arctic. And if you notice something that National Geographic and all these other marine biologists, the killer whale, the orca whales, are now a new breed, and there are 49 of them. They're attacking ships. They're attacking all sorts of things and in the ocean.
Yep.
And there's a whole new species of that animal because it is a mammal, and it's like a dolphin. And what they're
How many did you say it was? How many?
49.
Attacking ships. There's that 13, y'all. 4 plus 9
right.
is 13.
That's what I'm coming at.
Right.
And so all of these things are the signs and the season. We're coming into this season of spring, beginning to grow that which has been seeded, that which has been hibernated, that which has been laying dormant. And the activation of this Turtle Island with the second reboot is the activation of the cosmic consciousness elevating all the beings, because that's why it went across all of these different places. From like in Texas, it went across where the only Stonehenge. It went across little Egypt, Cairo, Karnak, and Thebes in Illinois. Then it went up to Maine where there was a crash of a UFO. So all of this is activation of this Turtle Island, and you're seeing the bridge fell down because America is falling. The cancer is doing its thing in Britain, so the London Bridge is falling down. All of these bridges
yes.
are coming down because there's a new bridge being built between the human.
Well, quote James Brown, let's take it to the bridge. Let's take it to the bridge. And you kept talking about Pluto and being in Aquarius, and you know that we're in that age of Aquarius, and took me right to the fifth dimensions with what Wendy, what you said, dealing with the seven and the moon. What is the first line of the fifth dimension?
Moon in its seventh
Aquarius.
House.
When the moon is in the seventh house, there you go. The moon in the
right.
seventh, there it is. So that's what you're seeing, Wendy. That's what you're in. So you're part of not just the prediction of you're in what's happening. You're seeing it. You're visualizing it. You're dreaming it. You know, and it's just you getting with people like us, the family, to help you decipher it, decode what it is that you saw in that dream. So
that's
hopefully
we got to understand. But what we tell is an important part, what Wendy gave us. The seventh
mm-hmm.
house, the seventh moon, the seventh cycle of the moon we're in, and the seventh house means that the house of balance governs our relationship, our partnerships, our romantic ships, our marriage. Dedicated to partnerships of all types are included in the seventh house and sheds the light in our astrology. The astro,
mm-hmm.
how are we balanced, and what are we saying? That male-female relationship in our community is detrimental for our survival. Governance.
That is correct.
The government. And see, all of them deals with ships, right? So that's navigating the waters of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
All
that's
of it,
it
ends with ships, relationship, partnerships, and you know, these ships means that how do we navigate? We're 70% water. How do we navigate the energies in us?
That's it. That's it. And by the way, family, just a quick note on that seven. You're talking about the seven houses, and house comes to 25, which is a seven. So, yeah, we're speaking in numbers even when we use the words and don't know the number behind the words. So, yeah, this is what this is all about, seeing this and being able to connect the dots with what somebody else says or gives through conversation being activation. It activates you to fill in the gap, a gap that you didn't see that a person is now giving you their piece of this puzzle, so that we're able to put these pieces together, pick up the pieces, you know, so we can put them together.
That made a lot of sense.
Brother Kwame.
Yes,
this is Antoinette.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Mother.
Okay, thank us, family. My little sister, Sage, LaSage is on the other end, and she's 423. LaSage, are you still there, baby?
I'm still here.
Okay, you roll with it, because I'm having to be quiet. And listen, you roll with it, baby. Ask them what you need.
Oh, I was just wondering, because my birthday is on 4/23, and you said that's the full moon, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I was just asking, just texting her
right.
if
and
that meant anything
right
for me.
Right, it does. And the part of you being Taurus, you know, and the thing that you're looking at, you know, is the part of what's your opposite, Scorpio. Your opposite is Scorpio. And so in you having that opposite, Scorpio is deep secrets, is things of hidden. It's a water sign. And the part for you is being the Taurus, you're the person with the horns. You're gonna push your way through whatever it is that you determine to get to, that bull. Just like the ram is the head of Aries. And so what you're doing now is you're activating, because my grandmother was born on April 23rd, and my son and my dry date on April 22nd is I'll have 43 years of being clean, and the Creator gave me my baby son on 4/22/1991 after I went into treatment on 4/22/1981. 10 years later, he was born. You never knew his dad being an addict and an alcoholic. He never saw that part of me. I had to break that transition. So it's all of these things that we're being shown, and the part of it is that 43 years, that's the seventh. The seventh house, my relation, my balance. My mother left here on the 6th of December. She knowed that when she took her last breath, her son had never drank again or used drugs again when she left this planet.
Gratitude.
Okay, you good, Lesage? I need to mute again.
Unless he has anything else that he's wants to share, then, you know, I'm just listening.
Oh, I'm good.
But what I'm sharing with you, this is what this moon's energy is, because what you have is this is the eclipse moon. It was a new moon on the eclipse, and your solar return is now being lit with the moon. That full moon is of the eclipse. So this is the energy that's going to magnify you for years now. This is what you got. This is what you've been given. That eclipse, because it won't be back around for another, 200-something years before we get it again across America like this. So what you're now in this energy of balance and change, transformation with Pluto being in Aquarius. And you being given the energy of the light of that moon on your solar return. Your sun is shining on the eclipse moon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. So everything right now that I'm doing right now is basically magnifying
right.
for the next.
Right, for this cycle. But what you should do too, because you plant your seed on the new moon. Now, anything that you feel that you want to remove, because it's going to start waning. After that, after your Earth solar return, it's going to start waning to go back to become new again in May. And so this is when you release that which you no longer want or you hold to have any significance in your life. You let it go. You let go of it in order for you to birth the new.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Been brought to light. It's been brought to light where you can see. And now once you're at it, plus this is your solar return. I don't know the age, but I'm
36.
You know, 36. So this is your fifth solar return. Because we have our bodies every 7 years remakes it seven over. So seven times five is 35. And you'll be 36. You're going into your next seven. So this is a new cycle for you. You're ending that 7 years that gives you the 35. And so this is what you're going with.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Right.
Oh, gratitude. Okay, thank you.
Thank God.
Brother Kwame.
We have another caller on with their hand up. Area code 405.
Okay,
oh, I'm sorry, Sister Paris. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's the other caller, because I need to ask Brother Kwame some things about my medicine guides. And he sent this picture, family, of his teepee. I mean, not teepee, but his neepee, his sweat lodge. And a friend of mine who's a pharmacist, she took me to the stronghold, and I haven't gotten around to sending you the pictures, but I'm going to send them to everybody, because that teepee, I mean the sweat lodge, is at Brother Kwame's spot, but I saw it at another spot in the stronghold Sunday. So what was the significance of Sunday? But let the other callers, I can ask later. I just had to get that in there. Think of.
Okay, thank you. Erica 405. Erica 405.
Peace and love.
Hey, Brother Mel, how's it going, family?
Peace and love.
Oh, my God, is that Brother Mel?
Peace and love, family. I owe so many. I know I'm not a good person.
Yes,
I should have read, but Sister Antoinette, I want you to I thank that person that basically helped you out of whatever spot you was in mentally or, you know, spiritually. But you know you got a whole family. You can always call on me. If you ever feeling some kind of way or just need to run your mouth, you know I'm cool with it.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
And Brother Jeff, Brother Kwame, everybody, man, I miss y'all, man. I've been living life and just trying to survive out here. But tomorrow is my born day, and that's April 19th.
Ain't that your day? You know that's a five. Ain't that your day that you're supposed to be making and exchanging your vows?
In 2024, that's that 13.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
Okay.
Thank you, man. I'm doing it tomorrow. Congratulations.
This 13 ain't coming crazy. This 13 been ringing. 13
been popping up, huh? Thank you,
man. That eclipse making you jump the broom.
Nah, Brother Kwame, I'm gonna jump on you because you. I'm telling you, this example. All my partners coming out here, and from everywhere, man, across the country, and they like you're an inspiration, and you know they wanting to get married, and I'm like, whoa, hold on, now you just calm down, sir. You just chill out. You let that come to you naturally.
Right. But Mel, this is what I just said with the seventh house. Balance, relationship. You are clarifying your relationship with your vows. You're making a proclamation before the Creator and all of your friends that this woman is my helpmate for life.
Yeah. If the universe willing, but yeah, I'm all in, man. I ain't nervous. I ain't scared. I wanted to be over with bad, but yeah. Everybody gonna go home and go back to their life, and then Monday morning we gonna get up like, oh shit, we gotta go to work. Life be back to normal. And we done spent all this damn money.
But you know, the powerful thing that you keep saying, Mel, and I hope you keep saying this, you saying we. You're not looking at we. And this is confirmation that you have validated you all being one when you say we.
Yeah. And that's real too. So I appreciate that. I appreciate all everybody's support, man. I'm gonna go get this done, and yeah, I'm gonna
but
be
that's how you,
two
you,
times strong.
You mirror, just like six upside down is nine. You know, you mirrored that me, which is six, and you just turned the M upside down, and it became we. We is nine. There's your reverse again, six and nine. A nine is just a six turned upside down. A M is just a W turned upside down. That me becomes we. You know, we become one.
And I usually don't say we. I say you and I is what I actually say. I don't say we. I say you and I. But, yeah, when I'm addressing her, at least. Yeah. Man, I'm in love. She done got me. She done put it on me. She done put a spell on me. And I'm with it.
But Mel, I'll share this with you. See, this is something that you as a man, I can give you, and I commend you for. A man plays with a woman that don't know her power. A man marries a woman that knows her power, because
damn,
the power you see in her is the power is in you.
Man. Brother, that was all right. yeah, that was deep right there, yeah. Because she do know her power. And, yeah. I don't know, man. It's weird to me, but I'm going to do it. My mother just came in town, and she said her mother, I know Brother Eddie, you lost your mom. Her mom's not going to be there, but we're going to have a little picture poster of her, you know, up there. And I'm walking my mother down the aisle. Man, I'm a lucky man. I don't know if luck, Eddie, don't get on me about my words. But yeah, I feel like I'm fortunate.
Mind.
Man,
I don't
I got
mind if you say a word. And you're not familiar with the number. Luck is 14. That's the five, brother. You got five on it. So, yeah. You know,
okay,
like I said, claim it. We got to claim the number, even though we claim it or saying the word. When you claim the number behind the word,
you know,
they
the
give
number.
You the power.
I got
that's
you.
All that power.
Mel, I got something for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I keep on falling in love.
Woo! I'll be back. Hey, yo, shorty, what's up? You looking good today. So you gonna give me some time or what?
What you talking about, shorty? What you know about a woman's work?
No.
Sister Antoinette.
And just one second, Brother Mel. Thank you for being
yes,
a real man, and I'm grateful that you found a real woman and you see the worth in her.
Thank you, Sister Antoinette. I really appreciate that. I got my chest poked out. I'm going to be looking handsome and everything standing up there. You let
well,
that
I'm
song
sure
play.
Will.
That song is 12 minutes long.
Well, I did it for you. I didn't realize
thank
it was
you.
12 minutes, but I did it for
it
you, Brother
minutes,
Eddie. Don't be just, upset.
Thank you.
Family, Sister Antoinette, please, may
yes.
I be heard? This is a 911.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait a minute. I'm going to be nice. I'm not going to do the Brother West. Wait a minute. Brother Mel, oh, my God. One of my husbands used to say, Arizona, what the hell? You just got off the freaking turnip truck? What did I miss? Are you jumping the broom?
Yes, ma'am. Mama Isaac.
Oh, my God. All my paramedics are in North Carolina to come and give me some oxygen. Brother Mel. Oh, my Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, as my dad would say, what you say, my boy. Brother Mel, you better call me. Ask your wife, your
I will.
Wife permission. Ask her if you get permission. Brother Mel, oh my God. You better send
no,
me.
All of y'all, I've dropped the ball on with all of y'all. I haven't been in touch, and I really apologize. Forgive me. That's all I can say. Forgive me. I haven't been in touch with nobody and letting everybody know what's going on. And
I'm happy for you. You haven't been in touch
so
with me, but
happy.
I'm happy for you.
And I am too. Now, family, tell me again, did I hear Brother Mel say that he's jumping the broom on his Earth Day? Am I clear on that?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, is that when you're doing it? When
yeah,
are you getting
tomorrow.
Married, Mel? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
On the 5.
Oh,
oh,
my God. You're spending,
19,
so this is your bachelor
five.
Party? You're spending your bachelor,
I ain't having
party,
no bachelor
with
party.
Us? Look,
no,
you're doing it with us. You're doing it
yeah,
with
exactly.
us.
You're saying, Mel, that
exactly.
this is your bachelor party with the family here.
Oh, you doing it with us?
I'll be like, ma'am, if you don't get your sweaty breast off me right away, ma'am, I'm calling the police.
Huh?
I ain't doing no bachelor party.
I'm in shock. Brother Mel, please call me. You know, I need you to call me before I cross over. Don't make it be
no, come
that
on, don't
long.
Do that. Don't do
I'm
that.
Not kidding
I
you.
Will,
that's what
I will.
It feels like, Brother Mel.
I know, and I
oh
really
my God.
Am. A,
I love
I
you.
Really, forgive me. Forgive me. I love you as well. I love all of y'all. Man.
Is Brother West coming to the wedding?
No.
To jump in the broom?
Brother West ain't talk to me. No. See, jump in the broom. Everybody is, my future wife say, you know, I'm kind of having some concerns here. Like, why is everybody mm-hmm. so shocked that you're getting married? And I'm like,
if you only knew, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to do the Brother West on the air. But Brother Mel, please call me, child. Get permission from your wife. And I'm an elder. I'm an elder. I'm 72. So
you.
I'm harmless.
No,
oh
no,
God.
No. You don't learn that. You don't. You family. But yeah, I love all of y'all, man, and thank you so much for your good energy. And I know it's gonna carry over tomorrow with me. And yeah, I really appreciate y'all.
I'm about to cry, family. I'm gonna mute because I'm gonna scream. Oh my God, in a good way.
Yeah, I'm about to marry the heck out of that lady.
Oh, I'm
yeah.
so happy for you, and I'm
thank
happy
you.
For her.
I'm going to play that song, too, at the wedding, at the reception. I'm going to have him put that on. Yeah.
Brother Mel, I'm gonna give you a tribute. My theme song is Rawhide. It's Rawhide. Oh my God! You done made my day. I'm here eating chicken soup with jalapenos because I got these allergies. And oh my God, you have helped to clear some of these allergies up. And I'm about to be up to you by the freeway.
All right. Thank I love I'm you. Thank us. All right, I'm gone. I'm muting myself. Hey, Brother Eddie,
all right, Brother Mel,
much.
Brother Mel, Brother Mel. So, again,
man,
we
love
you, man.
So much, man.
We missed you, you know,
yeah.
With your input.
I'm still here.
That you bring, you know. And again, yeah, we love you. We proud of you. And congratulations, my brother. And we know all is going to end up well with you and your new endeavors with your new missus, man. So. Hey.
Yes, sir. All right. Peace and love, y'all.
Peace and love. With that, yeah, if we don't have any more callers, we going to go and call it tonight so you can get your rest. Like we was on. We came on early, so we've been on 2.5 hours. So if ain't nobody else got any questions about the numbers or something that they wanted to know, concerns, statements, you know, we're going to go ahead and call it a night, and we'll be back next week, you know, for another episode.
Let me look up here and check and make sure.
If not, if you can find some music, you can find some music to play us out.
Yes, I will do that. Does anybody else have a question or comment? If you press the number 1, I will be happy to open up your line.
Sister Antoinette, I am just so proud of you, sister. You're the motherboard. You're the bomb. And family, I love all of you. I am in a state of shock. I cannot get to my buddies in North Carolina to come and give me some oxygen, but that's okay. I'm eating jalapeno peppers. Oh, my God. Brother Mel, you have no idea. Brother, you better call this elder because this is Rawhide. We're going to move him out. Yes, sir, everybody. Brother Mel, you got to call me, okay? Thank us. Oh.
Oxygen.
What? What's so funny about oxygen? Wait, did I miss something again?
I don't know. Who is that?
I don't know. Somebody's laughing. And I want to know.
Yeah, I hear them. I don't know who it is.
Well, can somebody tell me what the number of oxygen means? Brother Harris, can you clue in on that? And then I'll mute. We'll say good night so Sister Antoinette can rest.
It's only through oxygen that we get to the alpha and omega. And again, alpha and omega being 29 added up, that's 11, 1 and 1. Well, oxygen is 20, which is that 2. Air is 11, which is 2. Universe is 38. The sky is 11. It's all connected. The sky, the air, the universe, oxygen. They call it one thing, but by the number, it's the same. So, yeah, that's the 2. Oxygen is just the air sign that we're in called Aquarius. And by the way,
whoa,
Aquarius is 34. 3 plus 4 is that 7. Kwame was saying 43. We were talking about the 7th house. 7, that's what Aquarius is. Goddess. Aquarius is a goddess. Well, goddess is 34, which is the 7th. This is why Aquarius is a goddess. So again,
oh my God.
Understanding that
oh
7
God.
Is a part of all of our journey, because journey is 25, which is 7. We're all on a journey. This is a test. Do not respond. Test is 25, which is a 7. Your whole journey, family, is a test. It's a personal test for you to recognize
You are the witness. You witness things that other people don't witness. They're not with you. That's why witness is 34, which is a 7. So, yeah, it's the 7. Understanding your journey. This is why we got to find what it is we're supposed to find. Figure it out. Figure it out is 61, a 7. Find is 16, which is 7. We got to find it, then figure it out. Was somebody saying something? Okay.
Thank us.
But it's
thank
seven.
Us, Brother Harris. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, we
thank
can hear you.
Thank us. Lesage, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Thank us. And I'm hoping that our little sister, meaning Miss Regina Green, is on the there because I patched your show to her. She's over there in Georgia. Close to Brother Kwame, I believe. Anyway, Brother Mel, I thank you for giving me a dose of B12, child. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is awesome. Oh, my God. Okay. Thank us. I'm hugging you, Brother Mel. You better call me, dang it. I'm going to kick at your place. Peace. I'm going to mute. Okay.
All right. Peace and love, family. Mother
yes,
Z, remember this.
Sir.
I was going to. Go ahead. I was going to say, for the family, don't forget this Sunday, Dry Bones will be on at 10, and don't forget the drumming at 3 Eastern time, 3 p.m. Eastern time with Brother Ray. So that's something we always want to keep in the back of our minds on Sunday, you know. So tune in with that. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette. You was trying to say something.
Mel, this is from, look, Miss Kim didn't say it, but I know if she could, if she was around, this would be her gift to you, her gift for you.
Baby, I need you.
Okay, now that was Miss Kim. That was Kim Weston and Marvin Gaye. So we
Thank
hope
you
that
so much,
you
my
both
love.
Will both always need each other's loving.
Thank you so much. Get you some rest,
yeah.
And I love you very much.
Oh, we love you. Now, make sure you take pictures and you send it to us. And we'll have to make a slideshow and have it one day, you know. Have your wedding as a slideshow.
Oh,
yeah.
Sister Antoinette, that's a bomb of an idea, motherboard sister. Brother Mel, if I don't hear from you in a few, I'm just going to come in your dreams and just get my switch and tan them pretty legs. I don't know what your legs
look
like, though.
Don't do me like that. No. I'm going to call you, though. Let me get this stuff out the way and get
and
it over there.
Congratulations. Well, I want to speak to the young lady that you're marrying because she's coming into a family. It's not just you she's marrying. She's getting all
but
of
she
us.
She knows y'all. She's familiar with y'all. She's been, you know, she listened to the family, but she don't know you personally. So, yeah, we'll make it happen.
Right. Yes.
All right. Love y'all. I'm about to go to sleep so
love
I can just
too,
be rested.
Love
you
too,
sir. Phone. She ain't answering the phone, y'all. It's probably one of them sweaty strippers over there.
Oh, it's no stripper over there. She's getting her rest. She's getting her rest. Now, don't you start that.
I'm just joking. It's her night. Let her do her thing. I'm happy for her. Man, that's my baby. All right. Love y'all. I'm going to bed.
Okay, sweetheart.
Okay. Later.
All right. Later. Bye-bye. Okay, y'all. Well, we want to thank y'all for being with us. And until next week, Brother Eddie, you have anything that you want to add? Oh, don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Filios. And don't forget Brother Ray at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, no matter where you are in the world, at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, we're drumming. So don't forget that so that we're on one accord with that. And with that, Brother Eddie, do you have anything?
Peace and love, and stay safe as always, family. Until the next episode, love you.
Peace and love.
Okay. All righty. Okay, y'all.
When Johnny comes marching home again, hoorah, hoorah. We'll give him a hearty welcome then. Hoorah! Hoorah! The men will cheer, the boys will count, the ladies, they will all turn out, and we'll all feel gay, yeah, when Johnny comes marching home. The old church bell will peal with joy.